My little sister is such a drama queen. Literally. Jade is an actress on Broadway. She clapped her hands together, applauding for the students who'd just bravely put themselves out there to try out for Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You all did such a great job today. Tomorrow we cast the roles and start our first rehearsal. This is gonna be epic. Jade had come out to the Bay Area to visit our family for the week and offered to volunteer at the youth center where I worked. Since there wasn't enough time to produce an entire play, Jade decided to direct the kids in one key scene from the musical that would be performed later in the week. I loved my job as director of the arts at the Mission Youth Center. It was just about the only thing going right in my life. The only downside was the fact that these walls were haunted by memories of my ex, Alec, who used to be a youth counselor here. That was how we met. He'd loved his job too, until he quit so that he could move to New York after we broke up. He moved to be with her. I shook my head to shoo away thoughts of him and Greta. Jade grabbed her purse.
I need to go back to your place to use the bathroom and have a quick bite.
I'd just moved into a new apartment that was only a few blocks away from my job. The lease had finally run out on the place I'd been renting with Alec across town. Even though my ex sent me his half of the rent for the remainder of our lease after he'd moved out, I couldn't wait to vacate that place. Every corner of it reminded me of him and of the miserable months that followed our breakup. My place was right in the south central section of the Mission District. I loved the culture in my new neighborhood. Produce bins and a variety of cafes lined the streets. It was also a mecca for Latin culture, which was great, except for the fact that it reminded me of Alec, who was half Ecuadorian. Little reminders of the guy who broke my heart were everywhere. Jade and I strolled down the sidewalk, stopping at a fruit stand so that she could buy some papayas for an afternoon smoothie she planned to make back at my apartment. We also ended up getting two coffees to go. I bent back the opening on my coffee lid as we walked. So, little sis, I never thought we would be in the same predicament at the same time. Jade had recently been dumped by her musician boyfriend.
Yes, but the difference is, I feel like I have way more distractions in my life than you do. It's not that I don't think about Justin. It's not that I don't get sad, but my performances keep me so busy that it's almost like I don't have time to wallow in it, you know?
I told you I've been doing these phone therapy sessions, right? Jade took a sip, then shook her head.
No?
Yeah, I found this psychologist who specializes in trauma from failed relationships, but she's in Canada. Anyway, we do phone sessions one night a week.
Is it helping?
It always helps to talk things out.
Yeah, but no offense, you don't seem any better for it. Anyway, you can talk things out with Claire or me. You don't need to pay big bucks to talk to a stranger.
Nighttime is really my only time to talk to anyone. You're performing at night, and Claire is too wrapped up in being a blissful newlywed. Besides, she's never had her heart broken. She listens, but she doesn't get it. Our older sister, Claire, married her high school sweetheart. Even though the three of us were close growing up in nearby Sausalito, I'd always felt more comfortable opening up to Jade. When we arrived at my building, my sister stopped to sit on one of the benches in the corner of the fenced-in courtyard.
Let's sit for a bit. Finish our coffees.
Her gaze wandered across the grass to my shirtless neighbor.
Okay, who's the hottie in the beanie defacing the property?
What is it with you and beanies?
Justin used to wear one. That's why I love them. Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
This from the girl who still sleeps in her ex's shirt.
It's comfortable. It has nothing to do with Alec. I lied. It was the one thing I allowed myself from him. It made me sad, but I wore it anyway.
So, who is that guy?
I didn't know my neighbor's name, but I'd seen him once in a while doing spray paint art along the wraparound concrete wall that surrounded the property. It served as a vast canvas.